You are about to enjoy a production of the Ella Wellness Network. This is Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to the Wellness Sisterhood. If your social media is filled with all things health and wellness, or you're someone who gets served all sorts of health and wellness type of ads like me, then this episode's for you. Welcome back to Wellness Fixes the Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Vick, a board certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy, and then also a pelvic floor physical therapist and the owner of the Ella Wellness Sisterhood. And today's episode was actually inspired by a personal finance episode that I listened to from one of my favorite podcasters about overconsumption. And primarily, again, the financial sense was what she was covering, but I realized that there were a lot of links between the way that she was explaining it and describing it and diving into it and the wellness industry. So we'll get into that today. But a little update, the Summer Shorty Workout Series is coming to a close at the end of August. So if you haven't signed up, again, it's completely free. I'll leave the link below, but it's 4 weeks worth of our most beloved shorty workouts, 10 to 20 minutes long, 4 weeks worth of workouts. So you get the upper body, lower body, core, cardio, all of it. And it ends at the end of August. So I'll leave the link below to sign up, but don't worry, you have plenty of time to do them all because they are shorty. They're built for people who are traveling on holidays, people who are just short on time and want to maintain some of their current health and wellness sort of goals and routines, but without having to set aside a lengthy time commitment. So again, I'll leave that link below. But again, the inspiration for this podcast was from a personal finance podcast. And what she was describing was our sort of habits for buying certain things, why we buy certain things, why we feel like we need to buy certain things, fast fashion. She even went down the supply chain to talk more about sustainability and vulnerable workers and workers sort of figuring out the underlying brand story and the company story and how they treat their employees, even at the sort of manufacturing and seamstress component when it comes to fashion. But it really got me thinking, like, how much wellness content and how much health and wellness technology and gadgets and gizmos that I consume and that I think will enhance my life. And so I created this link because I was like, okay, she's talking about overconsumption in the material sense, which over the last probably 5 or 6 years, I've been diving into that on my own as well, because again, I used to, my closet was like, as soon as I found Lululemon, my closet just like expanded with all sorts of activewear, especially from Lululemon, because I just loved the quality. But I sort of have started to curate more of a like capsule wardrobe. I know that's such a like clickbaity term right now and such a hot term, but I've really started to pay more attention to especially the clothes and the fashion that I'm buying or home decor or trendy items that I'm buying. And so her podcast really resonated with me because I've done a challenge for myself that I'll describe later, but it has really helped to sort of free me from that need to buy and sort of maintain that status that oftentimes clothes or the new gadget or the home decor brings. And so that same concept can be applied to the wellness space. And for me, that is a lot harder of a pill to swallow because wellness is marketed as a way to sort of improve yourself, improve your body, improve your physicality, your spirituality, your mindfulness, your mental health, all of these things, which are all amazing, amazing things. And so it's hard for us to sort of take a step back and say, hey, why was I drawn to this ad? Why was I drawn to follow this person, this fitness influencer, this instructor, this dietitian, this healthcare provider? Like, what about them? And what about what their contact is providing me? And what about the service that they're providing or the product that they're providing really resonated with me? And since I've been building Ella Wellness, which is, again, a wellness company and a service and a product that is meant to enhance your lives and all of our lives. But since I've been sort of building this, I've had to take a step back to my own consumer habits and the consumer habits of others to see, okay, what draws someone to a certain product or a certain person or a certain company? Is it actually the product or is it something a little bit deeper? And after listening to this overconsumption materialistic like podcast in the personal finance realm, I realized that a lot of the choices I make in regards to wellness, although they are sort of umbrella going to help my life and enhance my life and enhance my body in a certain way, or how I feel about myself in a certain way, there is a deeper reason for why I choose to click on a certain ad, follow a certain person, buy a certain program, buy a certain product. And so I wanted to sort of dive into that and bring awareness of what I found for myself so that maybe you guys can also take a step back and say, okay, I am very, very much into health and wellness, which again, I am too. I'm so glad you're here to listen to this health and wellness podcast, but we are just inundated with all of this sort of health and wellness content. And if you're like me, you also seek it out. But what is that level that it becomes overconsumption and where we're sort of mindlessly just choosing to follow, choosing to buy, choosing to click on something, choosing to, you know, take a certain supplement, whatever it is, where do we draw the line between what we actually need and what we are actually like longing for on a deeper level because of some underlying insecurity that we might have? And so again, some of my sort of consumer habits that I found for myself are, I love the sauna. Like I have a sauna blanket. I post about it often. I talk about it often. I really do feel like ever since listening to Huberman Lab about sauna and cold plunge, I really resonated with the use of sauna for cardiovascular benefits and all of the sort of like doing hard things like mental benefits too. But I've also understand that that is maybe not something that I absolutely needed at the time. It was just something that I was like, oh, this is going to enhance my health and wellness in a certain way. So that's a product example. Supplement examples, you know, I used to just take a few vitamins and different supplements. And now it's like, oh, you know, I would love that anti-bloat capsule, something that is like perfectly designed for stomach issues, which I know, I don't know a girl who really doesn't have stomach issues or bloating. So it's like, okay, yeah, that is going to help the way I feel. That's going to help how I look after a meal. If, especially in the summer, right? You're like, okay, I eat a meal. Then if we go swim again, like sometimes that confidence starts to get shaken a little bit because we are bloated. So you start to say, okay, yeah, that's going to help me feel better in my body. Same with certain fitness influencers or instructors that I follow. I see them post about their lifestyle and I'm like, yeah, I want, you know, I want that lifestyle. I'm longing for that lifestyle. I want sort of what they have and what they're presenting out into the world when it comes to their, either their bodies, their home life, their business, their friendships, their sort of routines, whatever that is. And if I resonate with that, if they post about, you know, a certain supplement or a certain electrolyte drink or whatever it is, I'm like, okay, yeah, because I admire and I resonate and I find his or her life inspiring, maybe this product will also help me to get to that point in my life. And so I feel like that's where we sort of have to dive a little deeper, because a lot of the time we don't take a step back to reflect on what are our own sort of routines like. Because if you're like me, again, I love the what I eat in a day videos. I love the morning routine, nighttime routine videos. I love listening to health and wellness podcasts about what I do day to day from a business, workout, family, relationship standpoint, all of this. But I rarely take a step back to say, okay, what am I actually doing good in my own life, right? Like, do I need to add this certain thing that someone else told me that has really helped their life? Do I need to add a certain program, a certain movement? Do I need to add this sauna blanket or a cold plunge in order to enhance my overall wellness? Or am I doing really, really well in my own wellness routine? Because I oftentimes, if I don't catch myself, I look at it as I'm not doing enough, right? My own health and wellness routine is not enough for the goals that I have set for myself. And it's a very vicious cycle to get into, because then if you think your current wellness routine needs improvement, or your health routine, morning routine, night routine, skincare routine, what I eat in a day, like your nutrition, your fueling, your movement, all of it. If you're like, you know, I really am not doing enough. I see this person who I aspire to be like, or who inspires me, and they're doing this, this, and this, but they're also adding this. I need to add that to mine too. Even though your current wellness routine might be really, really good for you. And we just haven't taken that step back to say, hey, I am actually prioritizing my 8 hours of sleep. I am actually moving 5 days a week consistently. I am actually prioritizing protein when, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I wasn't having those little steps. And so I think we look at these products and this sort of wellness overconsumption as a way to ease some of either the insecurities or the lack of confidence, or even just help fill some sort of void that we think will help us get to a certain destination or a certain goal for the body that we aspire to have, the life we aspire to have, the home we aspire to have, whatever it might be. And so I think this, again, this reflection has sort of shown me, like, I need to take a step back and actually reflect, because if I think about my overall health and wellness over the last, gosh, 10, 15 years from where I was, honestly, probably even further back, like, okay, I'm not that old, but I can't go back 20 years, but 15 years, right? Like going back 15 years and actually seeing how I treated my body then and the little steps that I've made to get me to where I am right now, I have like absolutely crushed it. I've rocked it. But if I just think about where I'm at currently, I don't take time to sort of think about this marathon that I've been running in my own health and wellness journey. And so I think where I'm at right now is still not good enough. So I need this product. I need this device. I need this program. I need to follow this person to grab inspiration from them in order to help me to get even closer to this like dream or goal or, you know, how I want to overall feel in my body a little bit quicker, even though you don't see and you don't take a step back. And I'm saying you, but I don't take a step back to see how far I have come. And so I think my challenge for number one is to just sort of reflect on your own health and wellness routines. Because again, there are so many times we are consuming all sorts of health and wellness content from all of these sorts of creators. And again, I know this, I'm one of them. Like, you're consuming a health and wellness podcast right now from me. Like the irony is not lost on me, but I oftentimes find myself thinking like what I am doing is not enough. And I'm getting all of these other ideas and other examples, which again, also good, but there's a healthy balance where I'm getting all of these examples, all of these sort of product recommendations, all of these sort of program recommendations, fueling recommendations, movement recommendations, mental health recommendations, all of these things. But I want us to sort of be able to take a step back and say, okay, what is my current routine? What does it look like? And when is that going to be enough without me feeling like I need to buy this other product, to buy this program, to add a certain thing into my routine because the person that I'm inspired by adds that into his or her routine. And so it really, I feel like when you can take a step back and start to think deeper under like all the underlying reasons you choose to click a certain ad, choose to follow someone, choose to buy a certain product. If you can find a void in your current routine where you're like, okay, yes, I have been struggling with this for so long, and this is an answer to one of my problems that I'm struggling with, then by all means, I think buy it, because that's what all of these people are trying to help other people, right? There's services being provided, product recommendations that have changed these people's lives, and they're trying to share it with you, which I don't think is a bad thing at all, because I do the same thing, right? But I do think as a consumer, I want to have a sort of like mesh barrier to only let some things get through and let others sort of stay away, right? Where I don't need to add all of these things right now, where I can take one thing at a time and see if that really does sort of get me closer to my goals or help me feel better in my body or whatever it is, rather than filling this sort of void of like, I'm not enough. I don't look like I want to. I don't have the confidence I want to. My digestive system's not what I want it to be. My fueling's not what I want it to be. So I need this in order to help fill that void. And so I think going back to that personal finance episode, but what I have done with my own sort of materialism habits is 2 times a year for a month. So 2 months out of the year, I pause all sort of like personal spending is what I call it. And so that means no clothes, no shoes, skincare, like only the necessities, right? Like I'm not going to go out and buy a new product from Sephora. If I run out of my normal stuff, I'll restock. No, you know, iced coffees, because that's again, another sort of like status symbol, right? Because you see all of these girls walking around cute activewear with their iced coffees. And it's like, oh wow, I want the life that she has. It's clear that she just went to Pilates. She's got the cutest activewear on, the best iced coffee. Like she probably has the best friendships, the best sleep. Like again, all of these things sort of feed into this narrative that we're reading from social media and from different ads. And so 2 times a year, I pause all personal spending. So if it's relationship spending, like again, if I'm going on a date night with my husband, that does not count. If it is like with friends, coffee with friends, that doesn't count because again, relationships are super important to me too. But I pause spending for 2 months out of the year. And honestly, it's probably a little more because I do it during Lent, which again is like 40-ish days plus a little bit, but I do it during that. And it sounds super counterintuitive, but if you've ever done one of these challenges before, which I'm sure a lot of you guys have, because I do think that most of us are kind of aware of our own sort of like materialistic habits or what we spend on. And we're like, okay, let's pause this a little bit. Let's take a little bit of an inventory of what we need. So I feel like a lot of us have done this, but what I have found with pausing my personal spending during, you know, extended phases throughout the year is that I actually find a sense of freedom with what I can choose to buy and choose not to buy. So even though it's restrictive, right, on the outside, looking in, it looks very restrictive, but in reality, it's actually given me a sense of freedom in that I can choose not to buy something. And that is super healthy because it gives me back my sort of power of choice rather than just constantly consuming all of these sort of ads for different things or social media content for different things that I'm like, oh yeah, I want that. I need that, like whatever. And I just buy, when in reality, I'm like, no, I can choose to not do this. And so it's super duper counterintuitive, but it does give me a sense of freedom. And it gives me a sense of freedom to just like loosen the reins on overconsumption is kind of how I put it. But it's been an awesome challenge over the last like 5 years when I have done it for these like 2 to 2 months plus. But ever since I've done it, I'm like, wow, this really does give me back a sense of freedom and it sort of resets. So I invited you to do that challenge for sure, but you can also do it. And what I'm going to try and do is do it for my own wellness routine. So, and health and wellness products in general. So that can be, you know, cleaning up your social media feeds to say, okay, what is the reason I follow this person? Am I getting the information, the education, the inspiration that I want from him or her? And is it really adding value to my life? Or am I inspired by it in some way that is producing fruits in other ways? Or is it constantly making me feel bad about myself with this underlying of like, oh, I want to be like her. I want to be like him. I want the confidence that he or she has. I want the body that he or she has. I want, you know, the life that he or she has. If it starts to get into those and you start to realize that when you follow this person, those are the feelings that come up, maybe it's time to sort of clear them out. And so it's a challenge to sort of clean up some of the wellness, health and wellness content that we consume. And then it's also a challenge to even stop buying or stop, you know, purchasing. If you are someone who constantly purchases health and wellness products or the next health and wellness gadget, it's a time to also even just stop buying those things and really hone in on your own health and wellness routine. So thinking back to, okay, what do I currently do? What are like all of the things that I do for my own health and wellness? And where was I, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago? How far have I come? So it's also a time for reflection. Again, it's a challenge for myself and I challenge you guys as well to say, okay, look at what I used to be doing. Look at what I'm doing now. How awesome am I for, you know, taking those little steps day by day, year by year, week by week to get me to this point? I am enough right where I am. My routine is enough right where it's at right now. Let me just be grateful for that progress that I've made, for the routine that I have right now, rather than constantly thinking that I am not enough and that routine is not enough. And again, this is maybe a mantra that I need to be saying every day during this challenge, but it's something that I find myself not doing enough is, again, reflecting on all that I do currently and sort of thinking back to what I used to do and how far I've come. So again, another challenge for you guys. And then the other thing too is, a lot of the times we want to add certain things to our wellness routine or our health routine, or we always want to add a new product, add a new gadget, add, you know, a new sort of way of movement, way of fitness. But what can you take away? I want to challenge myself and then you guys too. Like, what can we take away from our current routines to enhance our wellness routines that much more? Because a lot of the time it's not what we need to add. It's what, extraneous stuff do we have that we can sort of back away from? And for me, you know, I've done this mainly with like skincare, right? Where you can buy so many different things, makeup wise, skincare wise, but what do I need? And do I need that $180 vitamin C serum? Or after researching, can I get the vitamin C serum that's actually also really good and follows all the guidelines, but is also just not promoted by all of these sort of influencers or creators? And so I think about it with skincare, but we need to take time for our own wellness routines to say, okay, what am I needing to take away in order to enhance my own wellness routine and provide me more freedom within my own health and wellness? And so a lot of the questions that I ask myself to, again, for this reflection is like, starting off with, again, what I am doing is enough, and then I am enough, and where I've come from is leaps and bounds better than like where I started. Like where I am right now is leaps and bounds better than where I started. And so starting off with that, but then saying, okay, are you happy in your life? Do you have solid friendships and relationships? That means like a spiritual relationship, relationship with friends, family, and then also the relationship with yourself. Do you try your best to move in whatever way possible for you? No matter if you're in school, you know, or grad school, or starting off work, or motherhood, parenthood, are you moving in whatever way you can and trying to find ways to sprinkle in movement in whatever ways you can? Even if you miss a day, that is okay, right? It's not this like bashing yourself. And then do you eat foods that fuel you, not sort of taking someone's what I eat in a day or snack ideas and bashing your own choices? Are you eating foods that fuel you, that make you feel good in your body, that you know are good for your body? Are you sort of taking some of the vitamins and supplements? Are you going to the doctor's office and having visits done that are going to help your overall long-term health? Like all of these most basic things. And if we're meeting all of those things, then we have a reason to be grateful for where we're at right now and realize that that extra device, that extra gadget, that extra program, whatever it is, might not enhance our life in the way we want, because we are meeting what we need to meet right now, and what we are doing currently is enough. And again, not that those things are bad or that the people promoting those things are bad or have ill will in their hearts, but they're wanting to share something with you that has helped them or has helped others. And that's a great thing, but we need to have a blocker, because we can get so many different things thrown our way that might overcrowd us and just, again, wellness over consumption. We just might overconsume some of that health and wellness products, content, marketing, all of it. And again, I have this little disclaimer too, that I am very much aware that I own a health and wellness company. I am a health and wellness provider as a physical therapist. I have a sisterhood and a program that is provided as a service and as a way to help women feel more confident and girls feel more confident in their bodies and be able to create these consistent routines. Like, I am totally aware that I am feeding into this overconsumption, but my hope is that you guys can filter out what is beneficial for you and what is not. Because even if you're not a part of the sisterhood programming or getting the weekly workouts, even if you're just consuming some of that free health and wellness like content and articles and blog posts and just different things that I share, I love that. Like, I want to have both options for the people who are ready to sort of dive further into their own movement, their own sort of like wellness journey, their own sort of like muscle efficiency, body composition stuff. But then I also get that that is not for everyone, and not everyone is in that stage of life right now where they can take that time or take that investment or whatever it is. And so that's why I try and sort of put out some free content that's super valuable, that causes you to think and causes you to sort of analyze your own routines or sort of analyze your own practices and take what sort of benefits you and then leave the rest. But I totally understand that I am someone who is serving all of this sort of like health and wellness content to you and sort of providing more inputs into that health and wellness overconsumption. But again, my hope is always that in addition to sort of promoting and providing a service and something that I think has helped me tremendously and has helped others tremendously, I'm also hopefully providing valuable content and valuable information for your own health and wellness that you can take immediately and put into actionable steps. And so again, I'm sorry if I have contributed to that problem for you, but I am going to take a closer look at my own sort of consumer behavior when it comes to health and wellness content, because I absolutely love it. I'm super passionate about it. I love educating about it, but there is a point where it's like, okay, where am I not reflecting more on my own habits and just purchasing, clicking, following, whatever it is, because that's what my brain is wired to do rather than having the freedom to choose not to do that. And so again, this episode is a little bit different, but I think it's just super valuable because a lot of the time we don't take this time to reflect. And I think health and wellness overconsumption, I think overconsumption in the fashion industry and home decor and all of this like material things is also an issue, but health and wellness overconsumption can also get sort of weigh you down on your way to whatever goals that you have. And so again, take this challenge, take a lot of those little, like mini challenges that I mentioned and try them out. Please let me know what you thought of this episode. If you liked it, again, I'd love a like, comment, subscribe, follow, whatever it is on whatever platform you're listening to this on. A reminder, we're on YouTube if you want to see me talk with my hands this whole time. But thank you guys so, so much for following along. I hope you enjoyed this sort of health and wellness overconsumption episode and more just my opinions and what my thoughts were after listening to that inspirational like personal finance podcast. But again, I hope you guys got a lot out of this. If you want to join us for our Summer Shorty series, again, completely free. Another one of those things that I just want you to take it if you think it'll benefit you and then leave it if you don't. So again, I'll leave that link below. But thank you guys so much again for following along, and I'll see you guys again on the next Wellness Big Sis podcast episode.